Current events and trends, disturbing pornography and sexting stats. Beyond Today writer, Tom Robinson. A new study from the Barna Group reveals that an increasing number of teens and older adults in America are using pornography because it is less risky than actual sex. Paul Bedard, study, Teens, Adults Opting for Porn, Less Risky Than Actually Having Sex. Washington Examiner, January 27, 2016. And most U.S. teens are sexting, sending explicit images to each other. 62% of teens and young adults have received a sexually explicit image, and 41% have sent one, usually from, to their boy/girlfriend or friend. The study, titled The Porn Phenomenon, is a comprehensive look at who uses porn, how they use it, and why. The study concluded that the older the people are, the more immoral they view porn. But for teens, it amounts to a shoulder shrug. Most teens believe that not recycling garbage is more of a moral crime than porn, said the study. It explained, 32% say viewing porn is usually or always wrong, compared to 56% who say not recycling is usually or always wrong. It seems the environmental movement has succeeded in its aims of shaping the conscience of the next generation, while biblical morality is disappearing. The study also concluded that while older Americans believe porn is bad, younger Americans believe it is good. And only a small minority of adults who use porn report much guilt about porn. David Kinneman, The Porn Phenomenon, Barna.org, January 19, 2016. Other major findings concern women using pornography becoming more common, particularly younger women. More than half of women 25 and under ever seek out porn, 56% versus 27% among women 25 plus, and one-third seek it out at least monthly. Still, male use remains higher. Among teen and young adult men, 81% ever seek it out, and 67% at least monthly. Among men ages 25 plus, the comparisons are 65% and 47%. Jesus plainly stated that looking at someone who is not your spouse with lust is to commit adultery in your heart, a terrible problem that must be rooted out lest it ultimately destroy a person. Matthew 5, 27-30. As with all sin, people need to repent, seeking God's forgiveness and help to overcome such problems. For a proper understanding of human sexuality, we encourage you to send for or download our free study guide, Marriage and Family, The Missing Dimension. Sources, Washington Examiner, Barna.org. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.